This might sound a little strange, but Lent is kind of a fun time. This last weekend, I was at the state wrestling tournament, and I was with some parents, and we were going to go get lunch on Friday. And we're standing in line, and like, I don't know, chicken strip basket, cheeseburger. And then another parent comes by and like, what are you guys doing? It's Friday. And we kind of like looked at each, you have double shame when you're the priest, you know? So it's like, luckily they caught us before we actually ordered. And then you're just like, yeah, what a wild, you know, it's the first Friday, you know, so it's fine. But it's like, it's an interesting thing. And then Ash Wednesday, we had Ash Wednesday at the school. I went to the grocery store later that day and the lady, she's checking out my, you know, items. And she's like, I gotta ask, you're like the fourth person today who's walked through with these like black marks on your head. And she had no idea what Ash Wednesday was, so I start telling her about it. And then it hit me, I'm like, only the fourth? Like, we have work to do, you know? But it was a unique time to like explain what's going on. And she asks a good question, like, What are you doing? What are we doing in Lent? Are we just trying to keep our fasts and not forget about abstaining from meat on Friday? Are we sort of trying to just complete the challenge of Lent? Are we just simply trying to overcome our little addictions to technology or gossip or maybe our bigger addictions? The opening prayer, everyone, for this first Sunday of Lent tells us exactly what we're doing. Grant, Almighty God, through the yearly observances of Holy Lent, that we may grow in understanding of the riches hidden in Christ, and by worthy conduct pursue their effects. Grow in understanding of the riches hidden in Christ. That's what we're trying to do. That's what fasting is for. That's what abstaining from meat is for. And so what is Jesus doing? What are these riches? He's basically, if look at like the Sunday Gospels throughout Lent, he's actually through the whole gospel, he's only doing two things. He's trying to conquer the devil, and he's trying to teach us how to fight. That's the two things Jesus does. And so to set up that stage, we get one of the most epic gospel. Well, Mark's isn't super epic. It's like five verses. But Matthew's version is epic. Jesus going into the desert to be tempted by the devil. And it's not a fair fight. What often happens is we sort of read it from our lens, which when we experience temptation, it's like the temptation's very powerful and we're quite weak. And so we get it in our head like evil's really strong and good is kind of weak. But that's a lie. That's not what's happening here. What's happening here, it's really fun, everyone, if you read the Gospels. And this is kind of how the church fathers, the early Christians, this is how they read the Gospels. Jesus is an ambush predator, and the devil's his prey. One church father says that Jesus' humanity is like the bait, and his divinity is like the hook, and he's going after the devil, right? So what actually happens? Jesus, it says, is led into the desert by the Spirit. He's not led there by the devil. He's taking the fight to the devil. He's going into his arena and saying, here I am. Right? He knows what he's doing. Now, he's truly tempted because he's human. And so there's this beautiful passage in Hebrews. It says, we don't have a high priest who's unable to sympathize with our weakness. We have one who has in every respect been tempted as we are, just without sin. So he's really tempted. But we can't read it like, oh man, Jesus versus the devil, who's going to win? It's not a fair fight. The devil, this is what's so good about it. In his arrogance, he doesn't know that Jesus is God. Right? Why would you go to battle with God? So he sees in Jesus, just like he saw in Adam and Eve, this guy is special. There's something about him. I'm going to tempt him. I'm going to tear him down. I'm going to attack his very identity, like he did with Adam and Eve. So he goes to Jesus. If you are the Son of God, as if Jesus doesn't know that, if you are the Son of God, you know, turn these stones into bread or cast yourself down. Worship me. And then Jesus, and this is where he conquers evil, but he teaches you and I how to fight. And there's a lot of things we can take from this for how to fight, but I just want to focus on one. Notice how everything Jesus gives up, the devil tempts him with pleasure, right? Turn these stones into bread, with honor. Make God protect you, test him, or power, right? Here's all the kingdoms of the world. Power, honor, pleasure, right? All the false gods. Jesus, everything he gives up, the Father gives him. Everything he says no to the devil, his Father provides. Because right after the devil leaves, it says angels came and ministered to him. That's a great and beautiful way to fight, everyone. Everything we say no to in temptation, because the devil can't really give us anything, the Father wants to give and will give if we allow him. And then it's so great. Then right after Jesus leaves the desert, he's like, repent and believe in the gospel. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. What does he mean? I'm the king. Here I am. I'm conquering evil. And then it gets even better, because right after, this isn't in our gospel, but right after that, he goes into the synagogue, and the demon inside the man is like, what have you to do with us, Jesus? Have you come to destroy us? And he doesn't answer, because he's not showing his cards yet. But yeah, that's what I'm doing. I've come to destroy you. In all of my children, the demons that live in us, Jesus is coming to cast them out. And so I pray that this Lent will come to see and understand more clearly the riches hidden in Christ. That's what fasting is for, to sort of open our eyes to the riches hidden in Christ.